Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Margaret Fontana Media Podcast Show. On today's show, I want to talk about creating the best social media marketing strategy ever. And so there are some things inside of that that can actually help you build something really great for either your business, your brand, if you provide services, if you're promoting a project. I mean, I think social media as we know it, and you know, I just say this constantly, and all of the big influencers say it. You have your top person, Gary Vaynerchuk, always talking about it. Social media is one of your most underrated places and platforms that you can actually broadcast and have the most control of your messaging. And so a lot of it, you know, has been shifting lately because we have some pay for play, and some people have been shifting the mindset there and talking about it as investing in your success online, right? So now instead of saying like, oh, you have to pay to get to the top of the feeds, well, maybe it's like we're starting to treat it like a newspaper. So if I want the main section of the newspaper, I actually pay more for that spot. You know, and that goes for TV. If I want to be on the lead-in program for the most popular show at, you know, 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock, whatever the primetime show is, I'm going to pay more money for that spot. So maybe we're just actually kind of following a little bit more of traditional marketing now. And so I think this is why social media has become a little bit more of a core element to your marketing plan. And so getting back to creating the best social media plan, there's something that came out the other day, which I thought was really interesting. And it was called the 5 P's of social media marketing. And so those different things labeled the 5 P, P as in Peter, is something that breaks down to planning, producing, publishing, promoting, improving. And so if we just take a step back and just talk about social media, why you should be on it, and, you know, like all of the benefits behind it. So why social media marketing? And a lot of this information came from a really great article outside of Social Media Today, and I will tag them on all of my social media posts just to give them credit for a lot of what I'm talking about. But I thought it was really great how they broke this down. And then there was another agency, I believe, Brannex, who actually put together the infographic that all this info is coming from. So they were talking about why social media marketing. And so if you look at how many people are getting their information nowadays, you're looking at almost 3.196 billion people. Active social media users. I mean, that's like a really huge number, but it's so true because you're on your phone. The top place that you're getting your news is probably Facebook. It's probably Twitter. You know, I think Facebook has lost a trust credibility spot for getting real news because they've had their issues with credible news sources. So I think this is where Apple now steps in for news. They just announced this week at the big Apple event that they are now creating a huge news service, and that will be fed into your phone. It's going to be like part of your arm. You know, I mean, everything that's on your phone is literally part of what you check in on every day. And I think there are some big publishers out there who are not so fond of that, thinking, you know, they're double dipping on subscriptions and people. But we know based on this number why social media marketing. I mean, most of your, how you enter into the world of information is basically through social media or some type of app. So if you think about those apps, the average person spends about 116 minutes on social media daily. I would say it's probably more than that. I mean, for me, because this is what I do for a living. And you know what's weird? I've never checked my you know, like now on Instagram and on your other app, you can actually check and see how much time you're spending on your apps, on your social media apps. So maybe I'll do that today just to get an idea. But I know I'm on Instagram like continuously, morning, noon, and night. That's because I manage multiple accounts. But, you know, I think that number's probably higher, right? So on average, internet users have 7.6 social media accounts. So to my point, I mean, it's what I do, but I mean, I'm managing accounts for other businesses. And, so one person, like an average person, you maybe you personally outside of listening to this for like any business purpose or educational purpose on learning more about social, but you probably have 7 or 8 accounts, you know, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, maybe it's Pinterest, maybe you're on YouTube, you're on Twitter. So I don't know, there's probably a lot of truth to that, and or you have a lot of accounts, but maybe you're not on every single one of them. Okay, so this is a good one, and this is actually speaking to companies and brands. So companies that are involved in social selling get 119% better ROI, 119% better return on their investment. So this is where the proof comes in about investing in social media and really doing a lot of content marketing and putting yourself out there. And it just depends on the type of business you are, but this is where you're going to be seen. This is where your consumers are touching, you know, they call it the consumer touch point, like the data entry point in. Where are people coming in from? So if I'm consuming from my phone, I'm consuming from mobile, and I have all of my social media apps open, and maybe I'm that person, I fit into all of these demographics. You have to be present and you have to content market as best as possible, whether it's organically or really investing and paying to be in those top spots. But the proof is in this pudding. It's in this percentage, because we know that the companies that are out there and on the platforms are actually getting more business and are converting. They're saying that this is their return on the investment. So I think that makes sense. And, you know, if you're looking at the future and you look at where everything's going, I think producing more organic content is the way to go. I think that now Facebook is in a very strange space because they're getting hammered left and right by every organization, every watchdog for, you know, discrimination of their ad targeting and how all of that works. But I don't know. It's a gray area, you know, so to stay out of that fray, I think the best thing that anyone can do to still use all the platforms is produce organic content. And that means you're producing it, but you're not paying to invest in those top spots that I was just talking about. if you're not ready to invest in those top spots, then this is where you put more time and resource into organic writing. So if we continue on inside of what they're kind of breaking down on the social media, what, like all the different things of why you should be on social media, another statistic on here, 74% of marketers manage to increase their website traffic with social media, which is also true because social media is probably your top level touch point. And so if I'm saying, you know, hi, check out the best ways, I'm going to put this out on my social media. Learn the best ways to have, or learn top ways to increase your social media strategy, or what was the title of the podcast I just said? You know, the best social media strategy out there. How do you get it? Do you want it? That's going to be probably on my social media. I'm going to promote this podcast. So that's going to be there. But then what's going to happen is I'm going to drive you to my website. From my website, I have my embedded podcast. And so I believe this number too. 74% of marketers manage to increase their website traffic with social media. This is true for not-for-profits. This is true for big business, Fortune 500. I'm in all of those spaces. And one of the top referrals for traffic is always social media. And we spend big money in social media, but we can always tell when it's a campaign-driven traffic referral or if it's organic. And 9 times out of 10, it's organic, but it's about consistency. So you have to make sure you're producing consistent content daily. Next thing on here, 84% of C-level and vice president level buyers are influenced by social media. That's a pretty high number. So it makes sense. Totally makes sense. All right. So now my title of the podcast was really like, figure out what are the, how can you as the business owner, brand owner, personal brand owner, or the person providing services, how can you produce the best social media marketing strategy? So it's really broken down into those five P's, which I completely agree with. It's planning. So part of your planning is creating editorial content, an editorial content calendar. This is where you can like mentally think about, what is it that you're going to put out on social media? Is it photos? Is it strategic messaging? Is it a video? Is it video driving to something else? From there, planning and producing are kind of live together. And you might have to produce before you plan. They're simultaneous because if you're planning, you know, to put things into the calendar for the month, and maybe there's something that's like a theme topic for the month, you have to produce the content in order to get it planned into your calendar, right? So it's like chicken or egg, but planning and producing kind of fall into the same category. Then there's publishing, right? So publishing, you really have to get it out and think about where your target audiences are living and decide which platforms to publish your content on. I think also the best thing is looking at your insights. Instagram has amazing insights. Facebook has great insights. Look on the back end, look at your analytics and see what time people are liking your stuff, see what the demographic is, and start catering to who you think is inside of your audience. And that's how you get the most out of what you're producing from that content. All right. And then last, well, no, not last, is promoting. So you have to aggressively promote your posts, right? So sometimes people take this to another level and like you bore me with your crazy amount of posting, but you have to be strategic about it. So if I'm promoting something on Instagram that's driving something else to the web, you know, I want to get a little cross promoting inside of that. And I don't want to just like show up and then drop the ball. So I want to be consistent with promoting. And that means, you know, maybe you have an email list. You actually integrate the email list to what you're promoting on social media, which then drives back to web. There's a whole formula for that. And so a lot of this sounds very overwhelming if this isn't something that you are familiar with. But then there are people like me who help people get to those places that they want to for digital or for just conversions, you know, or just awareness. All right. So then the last thing is proving what you just did. So it's comparing your social media campaign results with maybe industry benchmarks. So you want to look at analytics and really look at how things performed for you against maybe what you already have as far as knowing your business or knowing your industry and knowing what's going on in that space. So there is no playbook. You know, I struggle with this too, because everyone's like, oh, what are the benchmarks? You know, benchmarks are developed when you are analyzing 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 or whatever the number is of the same type of business or businesses. And then you're averaging out what the performance is, right? So if I'm an agency and I have 10 clients and I look at all of the performances of like, maybe I kind of bucket the clients by different industry, then I'm able to benchmark and look at that. So if you're in the film industry, if you're in the healthcare industry, if you're in the automotive industry, whatever it is, you know, you have to kind of look at what people are doing out in the space. There are some very high level ways to do that, but that's like on another level. If you're working for like a big company who can afford to like get some type of analytics breakdown from a company who monitors all of that. So there's always a way, but if you're a business owner, if you're doing this yourself, or if you want to hire someone who can kind of get you to the next level, there are ways to do this without spending $1 million. So anyway, in wrapping up this podcast, we are talking about the ways, the best ways to optimize your social media strategy, the best ways. And so part of that is looking at why social media marketing? Why are you thinking about putting out your content in all of these places? Thinking about the touch points for consumers, how consumers are really consuming They're consumers. They consume. They consume your content. So how are you planning? How are you producing? How are you publishing? How are you promoting? How are you proving it all works? So if you have any questions, or if you want to talk about more on this and really figuring out how to produce content, you can always email me, margaret@margaretfontana.com. And if you have any thoughts or any feedback, you can also send that, or you can comment inside of any of the social media platforms that I end up promoting my content on. So we'll talk soon. Thanks, everyone.